You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Controversial new group called the Auckland University European Students Association has raised a number of red flags since its recent emergence. Although the group says they are open to all university students that have an interest in European cultures, some are accusing them of promoting white supremacy. Their Facebook page features an image of Captain Cook as well as Celtic and Germanic designs, all of which are being interpreted by some as being similar to iconography used by extremist right-wing groups. At this stage, the university has chosen to permit the group to have a presence at the University of Auckland orientation next week, but the AUSA say this decision is disappointing. News director Shmena spoke to AUSA President Will Matthews and started by asking him about when they first heard about the group.
We were alerted to their presence by students the night before last. Students were concerned about iconography and rhetoric on the group that is typical of kind of highly nationalist white pride organisations. I met with the university yesterday to communicate these concerns. The decision was made to continue to allow the group to have a presence or orientation.
And is the AUSA alarmed by this?
Yeah, really alarmed and concerned. This group isn't affiliated to AUSA, and that's an important message we want to get out. They have usually only affiliated groups can have stalls at O-Week, but the university has had a standard practice of allowing groups that popped up over the summer when AUSA's affiliation process wasn't active to have a stall. They will be applying to affiliate to AUSA in a few weeks, and then the student body can have their say on whether or not they want them to be a part of the community.
And so what sort of communications have you had with the University of Auckland about this?
So we've met with senior club's administration staff and the university proctor. I did that personally yesterday just to communicate our concerns about the kind of rhetoric and images the club is using.
And you've communicated that you're concerned that you want more action from the university about it?
It would be our preference if this group does have these views and opinions that those are not represented at Auckland University. I think this campus would become a place where people didn't feel safe if this kind of culture was active.
And so what are the next steps from here, you see?
Well, obviously the next step is the group's opportunity to affiliate the week after next. We encourage all students to come and engage in a constructive dialogue with the group and for the group themselves to constructively convey their views and purposes to the student body.
Right, so you haven't ruled it out yet that there may sort of be scope for them to be affiliated if they can kind of prove that they don't actually have any of these sort of extremist ideologies?
That's a decision for the student body to make. AUSA just facilitates the process.
Haywire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was Shmena speaking to AUSA President Will Matthews on the European Students Association that emerged this week. Next up, New Zealanders around the country are being challenged to go a whole day without turning on their taps in a brand new project hoping to provide easy access to clean water for our Pacific neighbours. Taps Off Day, a project that was launched yesterday, is being organised by leading anti-poverty organisation Oxfam and is taking place on the 22nd of March in support of families and communities in places such as Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea. Earlier today, producer Jess Smith spoke with Oxfam New Zealand's executive director, Rachel Misuria, to learn more.
Well, the aim of the Taps Off Day project is for New Zealanders all around the country to be challenged to try to go for a whole day without turning on the taps. And the point of that is to make us realise, A, how lucky we are that we can rely on water to come through the taps, and B, for New Zealanders to actually spend a day thinking about how that must be for people in the Pacific in particular who don't have access to water coming out of the taps that they can rely on to keep them safe, and to feed and look after their family.
Cool. And how does the day work?
Well, it's pretty simple, really. Basically, from midnight just 12:01, actually, on the 22nd of March, we're asking New Zealanders to turn off their taps and not turn them back on again for 24 hours. So the common sense thing is fill up water containers, fill up your kettle, fill up buckets before midnight, and try to see how it would be. Give it a go. Do it in your workplace. Doing it with your friends, with your colleagues, with your neighbours. And we think it's going to be both a bit of fun and quite interesting for us to realise how much we rely on that fresh water coming out of the tap.
Yeah, for sure. And what's the situation like currently in the places like Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu regarding their access to clean water?
For many people in the Pacific, they don't have the choice. They have to deal with the reality of either not trusting the water that comes out of the tap because it's looking rusty and dirty, and they know that it's coming from polluted streams and rivers, and they're concerned for their families, or there's no tap whatsoever and they have to literally take a jerry can or a bucket and walk to the nearest river or water source. And again, they will know that whether they can trust that water, and often they don't have a choice, they have to take it anyway. I think New Zealanders are incredibly lucky. We have taken it for granted for decades that we can trust the water coming out of the taps, though we do know recently that isn't something we can always be sure of, with Havelock North's experience last year. But it makes it even more clear that for those of us who are able to rely on our water, we do take it for granted. And we're asking New Zealanders to actually consider how lucky we are, and we're delighted to have Civil Defence coming in with us to support us in this, to really use this day to both appreciate clean water and really recognise the little we can do to help our colleagues and friends and family members who live in the Pacific.
Yeah, for sure. And what kind of resources will the money raised from Taps Off Day go towards?
Well, Taps Off Day, which is tapsoff.org.nz, is a great way to help in very small and very sort of practical ways. The cost to install a brand new tap is $75 New Zealand. The cost to put in a toilet is $450, and the cost to dig a well for a ready supply of fresh water is $625 where that's feasible. So it's pretty manageable. You can see what that costs. And we're asking New Zealanders to sign up for Taps Off Day. Just go to tapsoff.org.nz, contribute $10, register for that fee, and where you can, consider donations and get some sponsorship from family and from friends and from work colleagues. But the key thing is really ensuring that you try this day, see what it'd be like, and really contribute, be part of a way of helping our Pacific neighbours get access to clean water.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's kind of the ideal outcome of the day? Like, how many people would you like to see participating?
Well, we believe that there will be New Zealanders who are very happy to respond to this challenge and will be curious to see what they can do for a day without turning on the tap. So we're looking for about 4,500 New Zealanders to participate. We'll be delighted if we can exceed that. And we're very conscious it's the first time that this has been done by Oxfam in New Zealand. So we're looking for about $45,000. So really, it's going to be a great opportunity for New Zealanders to show that they care, that they want to know what it's like to go for a day without turning on the taps, and making sure that they've put the water in the buckets beforehand. We're really keen for many New Zealanders to join us on March 22nd on Taps Off Day. We are also conscious for those who may have medical reasons or perhaps heavy exertion or in some kind of sporting activity. It is important that you do have sufficient supplies. Don't put yourself at risk. We are lucky to have a really good water supply, so make sure you are well prepared and get the water into the buckets and have all the water you need so you don't have to turn the taps on for that day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.